While world powers are in Paris negotiating an agreement to limit global warming, most likely to 2 degrees Celsius, Pacific Island nations haven't given up trying to convince them they need to do much more than that. They've long argued for a 1.5 degree cap to ensure their country survive the stronger storms and rising sea levels global warming will bring. But momentum is against the small island states. Melissa Clark reports from Paris.
Paris is a long way from the Pacific Ocean, but the topic of negotiations here is the reality half a world away. The effect of climate change on the weather and the ocean is something Fiji's Minister for National Disaster Management, Inia Sururi-Ratu, knows all too well.
Well, we have relocated about 40 of our communities, and we have identified another 800 or so that needs to be relocated in the near future. So it's not something that we expect down the track. It's already happening.
He's demanding the big economies and the big emitters take responsibility.
It's time. Now is the time to act, particularly for the industrialized nations, for the developed nations. This is the time to act.
The Pacific Island leaders are working together in Paris to try, not for the first time, to convince the world that limiting global warming to 2 degrees Celsius isn't enough. Kiribati Prime Minister Anote Tong.
All of those who have a great deal to lose are saying 1.5. But those that think we can get lost, they're saying 2 degrees. And we are telling them, if it's 2 degrees, then that is trouble for us. Are you prepared to look at us in the face and make that decision?
He had that chance as he and several other small island states met with US President Barack Obama.
As I mentioned to my friends around the table, I'm an island boy. I grew up on an island and understand both the beauty but also the fragility of island ecosystems.
There are discussions going on behind closed doors about financial support for loss and damages, though Western countries won't countenance paying compensation or accepting liability. But for Anote Tong, the fundamental issue of the existence of Kiribati is more important.
I just come away from a meeting this morning with Mr. Obama, and we're still negotiating. We haven't come to any agreement yet, but I think it's the game of negotiating. But it's not a game. It's a matter of survival.
With so many compromises to be made to secure a global deal, the prospect of agreement on a 1.5 degree limit is remote. Kiribati is close to resignation that what it has worked so hard for is beyond reach.
Hopefully there is some kind of a commitment to say, okay, if it's not one less than 1.5, let's go for 2. But in a couple of years' time, we will review it and start moving down. I think that's possibly more realistic. But I think that you can understand from our perspective, even zero emissions is trouble for us.
Tuvalu's Prime Minister, Enele Sopoanga, is despairing at the prospect of nations deciding that a 2-degree increase in global temperatures is acceptable.
Relocation cannot be an excuse for no actions to saving people in their God-given islands. For Tuvalu, we will never be forced to move out.
And so the island nations continue their task of appealing for the world to do enough to save them. This is Melissa Clark in Paris reporting for AM.